This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We might have a fight here.
What's going on?
Well, because some things matter more than others when it comes to food, right? There's that saying that no pizza is bad pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Does that apply to this as well?
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room. It's just Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, the owners of Fox's Delicatessen,
yeah,
are venturing into a new business.
What are you going to do?
All right, so the guys who own Fox's now, they're two brothers. They're from Rochester. They moved away, studied culinary stuff, and then they came home to operate actually another business. They were going to make a deal to run that place. That fell through. And then Fox's, who was looking to get out of the game
because they've
been
there.
The brothers jumped on it. So they've been operating Fox's for about 2 years, and it's been going great for them. Now, they are moving to the bagel game.
Makes sense.
They're going to have a bagel shop on Park Avenue, and the brothers in the story in the Democrat Chronicle.
I'll be there.
The brothers in the story in the Democrat Chronicle say they've been toying with this bagel recipe at home. But nobody, they haven't sold it yet.
So they kind of invented this.
They say that, yes, it's a delicious bagel.
All right.
Does it matter to you where you get your bagels?
Where I purchase it?
Yeah, where your bagel comes from?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, everybody's got their goats, especially in this town.
Mm-hmm.
Kimmy, would you agree?
Yeah. I mean, I guess, like, I'm trying to think about it. Like, we have, like, a pretty good selection of bagels. But, like, if you meet somebody from, like, downstate or, like, New Jersey, like, they'll make the argument that we don't. And, like, I've had bagels in those places, good bagels. Like, I guess for me, maybe I don't know enough about the bagel game to tell you what's a good bagel and what's not.
Okay. The way you're saying that word is bothering me.
Bagel.
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 No, she's saying bagel.
Bagel. Oh.
Like Bagel Rock.
Sure.
Bagel.
Answer your fears away.
Bagel.
Worries for another day. Yeah, it's in your head for the rest of the day. Right. Good luck with
Thank you.
No, because like, if you think the pizza argument is bad, you're right, Kimmy. Mm. Try have a bagel argument with somebody that thinks they know bagels. Now you got me doing it.
Bagel.
Right, someone that grew up on nothing but artisan or mom and pop bakery bagels.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Are bad bagels enough to keep you from eating them?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, if it's not right, you're not going to go back.
So there's a bagel you won't eat?
Yeah, I mean, I have my go-to when I eat bagels.
Okay.
Like, I love.
Would you like to share with the class?
Oh, Malik's.
Malik's
number one.
That's a good bagel.
But he was associated with the old show, and he used to bring the bagels up, so I got hooked on those.
Okay. And, like, I got hooked on Malik's at a young age.
I was strung out on bagels. And Fox's had bagels there. They had their bagel sandwiches and stuff, and, it, you know, that was a... It still is a phenomenal restaurant.
Would you eat a bagel out of a plastic bag, national brand from the grocery store?
No.
You're not eating those bagels.
Listen, and I used to.
It's one of those things where it gets the job done, but it's not worth it.
But it's not worth the bagel.
You will eat that bagel. You won't eat that bagel.
Oh, I would still eat that bagel.
No, anything like frozen or pre-packed, something like that, no.
No, not frozen.
You won't
but
eat
like
a frozen
some
bagel.
Of like the more fresh stuff, like at Wegmans. Like, I would
Wegmans
eat those
has
bagels.
A bakery, but they also sell bagels that are a name brand.
Like, yeah, I'm talking, what's the orange logo? Why am I blanking?
Thompson
Bagels. Yeah, whatever it is. The Nooks and Crannies.
Those aren't bad.
That's for people that don't understand bagels.
See, this is what I'm talking about. Now he's going to
go. No, there are worse bagels out there. Like, you remember those bagels you could get, like, buy for breakfast at
bagel
school?
Bites.
High school?
Right. Yeah.
Like, they were, like, the most bready, like, just almost stale-tasting bagels.
Down.
Like, I don't know where those came from, but that's what I think of when I think of a bad bagel.
All right, well, let me ask this question. Mm. As we talk about the new owners of Fox's opening up a bagel shop on Park Avenue, they say the recipe is out of this world.
Mm-hmm.
How do you like your bagel, bud? And I don't mean how what you put on it. I mean the structure of
what type of bagel I like.
Well, not even the flavor. Like, are you structure matters in bagel?
Mm.
Some folks like a pillowy bagel.
Yeah.
Some folks want to feel that bagel when they bite into it.
I like a firmer traditional bagel.
So you want a well engineered chunk of dough.
Yeah, I don't want that too soft.
Okay.
Because then I feel like I'm not eating a bagel. A bagel should have some resistance to it.
Right now,
much like the people who suffered,
the bagel should have a resistance to it.
Mm-hmm.
Kimmy, are you a resistance bagel or are you a soft bagel?
I love a little crunch to my bagel, like when you bite in, it makes that sound.
Well, there's a difference between crunch and resistance.
Like, it doesn't have to be like a super thick bagel.
Okay, we're in trouble, by the way. Turns out Thomas bagels are made in Macedon.
They are.
I think they're good bagels.
They're one of the good ones.
Oh, is that the really ones you just said you won't eat? Really?
I think we were all on board when I said that.
No, I will eat those bagels.
Well, because you grew up poor. You couldn't afford...
Oh, so only poor people eat Thompson bagels? You, I heard it in the break room.
You couldn't afford...
That was such an evil laugh.
Your family could not afford fresh baked goods. Well, we all know that.
Look, man,
you were getting like day-old scuzz bread.
Where I grew up, bread mattered. Bagels didn't.
Right.
Like, Italian bread was the big thing where I grew up in Gates. Yeah. Whereas, if you grew up in Brighton,
like, my family
bagels mattered.
Super picky about bagels.
Mm.
Yeah. Like, I didn't know there was a world of bagels.
I understand.
But, here's the thing. If my wife brings home a bag of Thompson's bagels, I'll eat that bagel.
Mm.
I will eat that bagel.
Okay.
All right, 252 WCMF. Let me ask you this.
Mm.
Does the bagel or the cream cheese matter more when you're eating a bagel?
Oh, it's bagel first.
Bagel, then cheese.
Yeah, the cream cheese is base.
Best flavor of cream cheese, go.
Onion and chive.
What's that?
Sorry.
I said go, and he paused.
Onion and chive.
Onion and chive, okay.
Yeah.
I would say onion and chive, and then salmon.
Well, I like salmon on the onion and chive.
A Tommy's mom bagel?
So I'm eating my mother's bagel?
Yeah, it's gross. The correct answer is... vegetable cream cheese.
Oh, vegetable cream
it's so
cheese.
That's okay.
It's so
that's
good.
Because you're a diet boy.
Yeah, I don't think vegetable cream cheese is healthy.
No, but like it doesn't have vegetable cream cheese doesn't have any pop.
Yeah,
it does.
It's got all the pop of the vegetable.
It sucks. Crunch.
Even when I was fat boy.
Like chive, yeah.
No,
because
it's too
chive
much.
Has a pop of onion. Salmon is king.
No, it's not.
What they call it king
gross.
Salmon.
Oh, shut up.
No. You don't like salmon on a bagel?
No.
So like lox and bagels?
Yeah.
With like the onions?
How do you like that? You don't like salmon?
No, I don't like that. I don't like that.
So like smoked salmon with lettuce, tomato, and a red onion with a schmear is like heaven.
Okay, so my 12-year-old eats like a 70-year-old woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Her favorite breakfast is exactly what
you
described.
Oh my God, it's one of the best.
And we'll go to, what's the diner on Monroe Ave right over the line into Brighton?
Schmears. Great
Bagel
choice.
Land?
No, it's a diner, damn it. I'm blanking now. Ah, for God's sakes, doesn't matter. There's the one right past 490.
I know what you're talking
590.
About. 590. Charpit.
Yes, thank you. The Charbroil.
Yeah.
Oh.
They have a dynamite version of that there. And my daughter gets it every time. And it takes everything I have just not, when I'm sitting across from her, not to be.
And
like,
the capers, too. You got little hidden capers
I
on
don't
there.
Get it, man. I don't get it.
Well, she's sophisticated.
What is sophisticated about that?
Everything.
Delicious.
She's 12.
It's a fish breakfast sandwich.
She's 12. Why are you eating that? You shouldn't be eating that at 12 years old.
I'm impressed,
what,
man.
Want,
she's got that kind of taste for a kid.
I don't even know where that she does.
Well, you've been traveling. You've been exposed
to it. It has nothing
to
do with that. She was eating that at like 4. It was gross.
That sounds so good right
it's
now.
It's disgusting. Man, I hate guys like you.
Why?
Because you try and use your food to sound more like worldly when you don't admit that like lower end stuff tastes better.
I like low end.
Really?
Like your mom. Tastes delicious. Love that pit.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.